Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, Ukraine has launched a sea drone strike on a Russian port in the city of Novorossiysk. This attack is the first time a commercial Russian port has been targeted, but Kyiv has said more of these strikes could be on the way. I'm joined now on the line by BBC's Ukraine correspondent James Waterhouse. James, good to talk to you again. What do we know about this morning's events?
Well, Ukraine tends to admit to sea drone strikes that we see in the Black Sea and Sea of Azov, as opposed to drone attacks we're seeing deep inside Russia. And what is interesting is that sources at the security service leaked this footage showing an onboard camera on this sea drone, which travels above water, reportedly packed with almost 500 kilograms of TNT, inching towards a large Russian naval vessel. It goes fuzzy at the point of impact. They're designed to detonate at that moment. And verified footage the next day shows this vessel listing really quite to one side and having to be towed to shore. Now, what the security service is saying is that, and we've spoken to Mykhailo Podolyak, a senior presidential advisor, who says, look, our Western allies need to understand that we need to strike beyond our territory. We can't just be on the defensive the whole time. And the obvious reasons to me, I think, for targeting Novorossiysk is that it is a major Russian terminal for oil and grain, and it's also a significant naval base that supports the Black Sea fleet. So this really is a significant hit, but I don't think it's going to significantly inhibit the Black Sea naval fleet, but it's a continuation of a strategy.
We spoke with Yuri Sak, who, as you know, is an advisor to Ukraine's defense minister on this program yesterday. And he didn't deny that drone attacks on Russian non-civilian targets were being done by Ukraine, being used by Ukraine military. They're being more open about this now. And I just wonder if more of this is to be expected.
I think we can expect more of it. I think this is what Ukraine is key to underline. And you know, the Western allies have been nervous about providing lethal weapons and military training if they were to be used beyond Ukraine's boundaries, beyond its borders. And yet here we are, where we see more than 100 drone strikes deep inside Russia, some on Moscow itself, where, as you say, Ukraine's very clever with its language. It denies, but is very aggressive in the language, saying more can come.
Can I ask you about this and get your opinion on this? And I asked Yuri Sak about this, if it would backfire in any way. And I think his answer, to paraphrase, was that Russia could not expect to inflict this amount of damage on Ukrainian people and Ukrainian towns and cities all over Ukraine without expecting it to come to Russia at some point in retaliation. I just wonder if there's where this will end, in your opinion, James.
And I agree with you. I don't want to create a false equivalence here. I think we are definitely into a chapter of tit for tat. But that's not to say, you know, that it's blow for blow. We've got the equivalent of a welterweight and a heavyweight still in a ring.
Indeed, yeah.
But the latest line from Kyiv is that they're hoping that this strike will make Russia think twice about flexing its muscles on the Black Sea and using the grain initiative as leverage, for example. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but it's clear that Ukraine is trying to counterpunch where it can. But we've got to remind ourselves that its own ports, major terminals on the Black Sea or on the River Danube, have been pummeled for the last fortnight. So I think Ukraine is trying to just try in any way to let Russia know that it can hit back if necessary. And if you're hoping to export your own grain, if you're hoping to keep shifting barrels of oil, we will keep trying to make that bit more difficult for you. But again, it's not yet clear just how much this could frustrate Russian supplies or military movements, but it's certainly a counterpunch that we're all paying attention to.
And I suppose, just in fairness to Yuri Sak and Kyiv, they say that this still constitutes self-defense, even if it is on Russian soil. Look, it is the latest turn in what is a terrible war inflicted on Ukraine. James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent, thank you very much indeed.